Sing number 75 in the camp book, 75 in the white book. That verse that we just sang, it's not in many of the hymn books that have this song, or at least the newer ones. And when I first saw it and heard it sung some years ago, it took me a while to understand it. What are you asking God for? What did we just ask God to do? Yes, that's where it ends up, right? That's the key. I'm not asking, Lord, for an angel to visit me. I'm not asking you to somehow open the heavens.
No prophecies.
I'm not asking you to give some amazing prophecy over me. But I want you to take the dimness.
Yes.
To remove the veil from my heart. Apostle Paul has that prayer that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. We need revelation. We need to be able to see. And that's only something that God can do for us. Take the dimness of my soul away. What is it that clouds the vision? What is it that causes me not to see as I ought to see? What is it? What are the distractions that come? Even things that are good. How many of us are busy? Anybody busy here? We're always busy. I told you my sister retired recently, and she's more busy now than she was when she worked. So don't look for retirement. No, I'm looking for retirement. But busyness is not necessarily, even in the kingdom of God, fruitfulness. You can't equate the two. And these things tend to maybe just cloud the vision of Christ within. He indwells us. He will be with you and He will be in you. That's what Jesus said before He left them. I will be with you. I will be in you. And how was that to take place? By the Holy Spirit. I'm sending the Comforter. And so this song is a prayer for the Holy Spirit to come. And this morning we ought to say, Lord, take the dimness of my soul away. Remove the things from my heart that keep me from seeing you as I ought to see. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself in me. Oh, we need you, Holy Spirit. You are the holy revealer. You reveal Christ to us. Now you want to sing that verse again, right?
Yes.
Yes, you do. All right, verse 2 again. We're going to take it down a little bit, Brother Paul. Can you do that for me? Thank you.
I ask no dream, no prophet ecstasies, no sudden rending of the veil of clay, no angel visitant, no skies, but take the dimness of my soul away. Hast thou not bid us love thee, God and King?
Jesus, come, my God, come to us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There was a little quote in our books. about getting a larger vision. It says the importance of seeking the Lord. I am so thankful that on the 24th of January, 1924, the Lord said to me, if you had any idea of the wonderful things that lie in store for those that get a larger vision of me, you'd cry day and night to know me. And the whole occupation of your life ought to be to seek for me until you find me in my fullness. Paul did that, counted everything but refuse for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. God, we ask this morning, give us a larger vision of yourself. Jesus, we want to know you. God, put that within us to seek you night and day, to seek you with all our hearts. Remove distractions from us, Lord. Remove things that hinder. We're asking you to search us. Show us the things that grieve you, that they can be removed, that you can cleanse them from our lives, that we can surrender to you. Oh, Jesus, we want to know you. We want to know you today. Reveal yourself to us, to every heart, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So also sing number 111 in the white book, 111.
I remember when I was first saved, and Sister Caroline was my Sunday school teacher, and she said, I admonish you to pray every day, God, fill me with your love and with your Holy Spirit. And I didn't even have the baptism yet. I was just a new Christian. But you know, I took that to heart. Thank God I did. Well, I started to pray each day. Dear Jesus, fill me with your love and with your Holy Spirit. And you know, it wasn't but a couple of years later that I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
But I didn't stop praying that prayer. No. And as my brother said, sometimes our vision gets a little dim and we think, oh, I'm a Christian, period. But we should. I believe the Holy Spirit is directing us to pray every day. Dear Lord, please fill me with your love and with your Holy Spirit.
Now we can pray that right now. Lord, fill me with your love. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Do we love those things that God loves? And do we hate those things that God hates? That's the thing the Lord's speaking to my heart. And I know it's been a journey of many years to be able to love the sinner and hate the sin. There was a part of me that when I came to Christ, I just wanted to push it all away and just hide myself. That's not the will of the Lord. The Lord wants each one that he has created to come to him. And how can he come to him unless we bring the light to them? You know, people don't come to the cross the majority of times without the intervention of a human being. The Lord chooses to use each one of us to love the unlovely. And boy, is that a hard one. Not an easy thing to do when somebody's hurt you and somebody is selfish and somebody wants their own way all the time, but that's the will of the Lord. We have to die to ourselves, pick up the cross, and follow after him. But it's a process. We are not there just because we get saved. We have the provision is there. But the process takes eternity for us to understand the love of God. And I keep on learning. The Lord keeps bringing people into my life that are unlovely. He keeps bringing people into my life that are cranky and selfish, that I might be able to learn that kind of love that the Lord has for each one of us. I don't like the lessons at times, but I know that it's the will of God for me to be able to be a vessel for him to be able to shine through. I don't like when people don't agree with my opinions. But the Word of God has the opinion that counts. My opinion doesn't count. If my opinion doesn't line up with what the Word is telling me, then my opinion has to come to the cross. And so many times this morning, I just quickly was reading something, and it says, was talking about how we tend to fear God and love the world. And that has to be reversed. We have to allow us to come to a place where we love God and fear the world. I don't want to go back into the place of darkness where I came from. And I don't want to forfeit the price that Jesus paid on Calvary's cross. So therefore, I do need a fresh infilling of the Spirit moment by moment, day by day, into eternity, that he might be able to accomplish his will and his purpose. And I'm so blessed that I'm able to dig into the Word of God when I don't understand. The answers are all there. We just have to dig. It's not surface stuff that the Lord wants to teach us. It goes deep. It goes to the place I have had the scripture yesterday where it cuts between soul and spirit. The Lord wants to shine that light, and he wants to, the commentary I read, it talks like he's a skill surgeon. He wants to go in there and cut away all that's keeping us from the fullness that he's intended for us.
We get to our Bibles, what number? 37? 47.
The name of Jesus is so sweet, I love its music to repeat. It makes my joy full and complete, the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise forever. Love the name of him whose heart knows all my griefs and bears a part, who bids all anxious fears depart. I love the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise forever. That name I fondly love to hear, it never fails my heart to cheer. Its music dries the falling tear. Exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim, it's worthy praise forever. No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name
1977, when I got saved, to me that was when I really got saved. I was saved in 75, but in 1977 is when everything left. I put everything behind me. I didn't want the world anymore. And I remember I was here at camp, it was a 4th of July weekend, and there was a Brother Gray. I'd never met him, never really heard about him, and they called him Dr. Gray. And Dr. Gray had beautiful, long, white hair and a white mustache. But he was a man of God. He walked and breathed in the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, the Spirit of God would just be so upon him that when you got near to him, you'd sense the presence of God. And I remember I was sitting right over there. Just opened the door, and there was a little chair that my wife and I was, well, actually one of those that were out there was right there, Wicker. And I was sitting right where Chelsea was, and my wife was sitting next to me. And Dr. Gray started to dance in the Spirit, and he walked around and he said, and it was like he was an Indian. And I just remember I was sitting there, and all of a sudden my hands started to go up a little higher, and I started to smile. Then the laugh came, and I started to laugh. And I felt, because I was from a Catholic background, that it was sacrilegious. I was doing something wrong. The Lord was laughing at me. The joy of the Lord was welling up into my soul. And so I remember going to Brother Gordon that afternoon, and I said, Brother Gordon, do you think I was filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you think I was filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you think God came to me? And he says, well, I wouldn't be surprised if God's doing something. So I thought that was my experience, that I would receive the Holy Ghost then. And I do believe that God did apportion something. But it was later that year, that was July, August, September, October, November. And 4 months later, I'm in a prayer meeting, and that's when God came to me. The Bible says, at that day you shall know that I am the Father, ye me, and I in you. You will absolutely know when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You will absolutely know. God does things beforehand. God does little things, but you will absolutely know, because God wants you to know that. He says he fills us. He doesn't just give us little trickles. He fills us.
Hallelujah.
He fills us. He fills us. Really, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the fullness of God. And as we heard, God is love. You're just filled with the love of God. It's just amazing. I also like the part where it says, he shall fill with the Holy Ghost and fire. And fire burns out the dross. I said the other night that I kept looking at my hands. I was looking because I was clean. Everything went out. So God not only baptizes you with himself, but you can't have two things in a vessel, right? You can't mix water and oil together. It doesn't work. You can't have you in there and God in there. God wants to take you out. He wants to take the world out. And he wants to put his life in.
Hallelujah.
And it's the most wonderful thing to be filled with the love of God. And if we sing that song on 111, oh, give me a fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. I came up here to have a fresh anointing.
Hallelujah.
I want more. You know, that's one thing you can be selfish with. You can be selfish if you want more of God. That's okay to be that selfish. God wants you to be that kind of selfish. I want more of him, don't you? I trust you came here this week, however long you're staying, and that you're constantly looking for God to come to you,
yes,
for God
Lord,
to refill you, for God to change your life even more and more and more and more. We grow up into the fullness of the stature, the measure of Christ by the Spirit of Christ. So keep on seeking, keep on looking to him as you sit, as we pray, as you sing. God's moving, and he'll move in you.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.